Good day, everybody. My name is Anita Ehuman. I'm a software developer, a technical writer, and also a fan of open source. And today I will be speaking on the topic, improving onboarding in post. But before we get started, what is onboarding? Onboarding is a process of formally integrating newly recruited members of the community through the basic knowledge and skills that they need to have in order to excel in that particular community. But then there are some common mistakes that are made in open source communities when onboarding new members of the community, and some of these mistakes are abandoning new recruits after they are accepted into the community. You've noticed that this is a challenge in most open source communities because there's loads of work to be done and everybody's pretty occupied, so much that they neglect the fact that the new members of the community might need aid on getting started in a particular community. And no one actually looks out for the welfare, if they're actually keeping up on the progress that's going on in the community or not. And another mistake that's made when onboarding members is in a community where there is an unorganized onboarding team. This way, most of the newly recruited members do not have an idea of who exactly they're actually supposed to meet in terms of questions and challenges that they may encounter when working on a particular project. This is because there's no organized team that is solely in charge of onboarding in that particular community. Another common mistake that is made is overloading newly recruited members with too much information. This always happens because people, a lot of times, it's assumed that since there are documentation that actually explain that particular project, then if these documentations are just sent out to new members of the community, they should be able to read it through. But then there is no guarantee that they actually go ahead to read this particular documentation. And another common mistake that is made is not making onboarding digital or mobile and interactive. Not everybody tends to understand things that are in documentation because not a lot of persons actually digest things faster with reading, but would rather prefer watching videos and tutorials. And most open source communities do not take out time to create tutorials for people to refer back to if they have questions pertaining a particular project. Another common mistake that is made when onboarding is the manager and the maintainers of the particular project missing in action. This happens because oftentimes it's because there's loads of work for the maintenance of that particular repository, so much that they're not readily available to answer to the questions of the newly recruited members of that particular community. Another common mistake that comes up is assuming that the newly recruited members are aware of their obligations in that particular community. In this case, people tend to forget that these are actually persons that are new to that particular community, and there are very high chances that they're new to open source, and this might also be the first time giving open source contributions a try. So you can't just assume that they should be aware of the do's and the don'ts of that particular community and the contribution guidelines, except they're put through during the onboarding process. Yes, some of them, the effect of poor onboarding in a community. When members of a community are not properly onboarding, they tend to experience certain challenges, and these challenges leads to unstructured and unfinished projects in that particular community. This is because most of the members of the community who happens to be new to that particular project spend a lot of time trying to understand and digest the procedures that are expected to be followed in achieving the project's target, and they forget that time is not on the side. And also, another effect is it lowers the level of employee engagement. This happens because people are not fully committed to that particular project because they did not feel that, they did not feel committed, they did not feel properly onboarded, and they did not feel like they are a part of that particular community. And so they did not spend a lot of time being engaged and participating in activities that go on in that particular community. And there's also reduced productivity, and most of the targets are not met because there's no proper guidance for the newly recruited members towards the targets of the project they're working towards. And why should onboarding be open? If most of most open source communities give onboarding a proper look and work on the onboarding team, they will be able to produce competent employees that will be able to onboard the upcoming members of the community over a period of time, and also get other people engaged in the community because of the quality of lessons they receive during their own period of being onboarded into that particular community. And also there's increased productivity from members of the community because they feel they're obligated and they owe it to that particular organization to give it their best of effort. And there's long-term loyalty and commitment towards projects from members of the community because, like I said, they feel the need to put more effort towards achieving that particular project because they feel the community accepts them as a part of that particular community. And also there's higher engagement and job satisfaction among members of the community. How can onboarding be improved? Onboarding can be improved by first evaluating the existing rules that are underlining in the community. By doing this, you have to go over the rules and guidelines for getting started in that particular community. Are they simple enough? Are they easy to get to? Are they accessible? And how much does that particular community value onboarding for the newly recruited members? And another way it can be improved is by looking out for the welfare of the contributors. Now, regardless of the fact that they are just mere contributors to the project, depends on how you look at it. But then these people, the contributors would really appreciate if members of the community look out for their well-being to see if they are actually in the right state of mind to make contributions. This can be done by setting up a group of a team that's responsible to see the mental health if people are experiencing burnout or imposter syndrome or any health issues that members might be going through that might hinder them from contributing to the project. And we should also be kind to giving reviews and feedback. Now, we should cut the assumption that everyone contributing to a project is supposed to be aware of the rules and the don'ts of that particular project, because not every contributor has gone over the contribution process. Some persons are actually new to open source. In my case, for instance, when I first made a contribution to an open source project, I had like very little or no idea of what I was supposed to do because I just heard of open source and I was curious and I had to give it a try. And the project I actually took on, I was not very clear on it, but the community was welcoming enough, and they assigned someone to go over to help me through that particular project, and I was able to fix it and really grateful because I learned a lot during that particular process. And we should learn from diverse perspective. Now, this is a community of people from different backgrounds and intellectual abilities, and so people's way of thinking might be different regardless of their skill set. So in an open source community, there should be room for everybody's ideas and thoughts to be given a listening ear, whether you're a newbie to that particular community or you're an expert. But people should always listen to everyone's suggestion. Another way to improve onboarding in open source is simplify the process of getting started. Now, there are documentation that I already set out to get started in open source project. But then if it is observed that newly recruited members are not able to actually walk through with the documentation, then there is need to improve the documentation of that particular project. It should be made more understandable in a way that even someone who is just coming across an open source project will be able to take on the project immediately by just going through the particular resources. And this can be converted to videos, hands-on guides, and so that people can be able to catch up faster, if for those that are not able to understand with just documentation. And we should also diversify the foundation. Okay, we should diversify this foundation in such a way that each member of the community, from the stakeholders to the contributors and also the users, are able to work together and communicate in order to increase their engagement in that particular community. And this can be done by hosting webinars and hackathons, and also keeping the contributors updated on the latest release of that particular project. And another way to improve onboarding is to build a healthy communication within the community, from among the members of the community, from the highest to the least member of the community. Everybody should be able to talk and then bring out their opinions to the table without feeling like they're not good enough or they're not qualified enough, or without feeling like if they bring up their opinion, somebody is going to just push it away because they're not experienced enough. And another way it can be improved is to evaluate the existing rules. Like I said, if there are rules that do not make onboarding a priority in that particular organization, then they should be looked into, because the newly recruited members of the community play a major role in the future of that particular community. And also making onboarding a culture in that particular community, which can work on onboarding in a way that people know that once you are new into the community, you are our responsibility. How you assimilate and how you're able to catch up with the particular work going on in that project is our responsibility as already existing members of that community. So people actually take it upon themselves to see the newly recruited members through each step on getting familiar with a particular project. And in summary, I would like to say that the purpose of onboarding is to instill a sense of belonging among the new members of the community. And so we should also, as already existing members of a community, you should put yourself in the contributor's shoes and see things from a contributor's perspective by creating a welcoming environment for members of a community that are just new to the particular project and want to like contribute onwards. On saying this, I have come to the conclusion that these are my points that would benefit onboarding in open source if put to practice. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll take any questions if there are any now.